done some work together in the past.
House flippers partner up on a project.
You would move into the house with Mr. Straw and his son.
Yes.
How much were you supposed to get paid?
Total of $15,000.
And you didn't pay him anything?
Correct.
Then did he flip out?
We know you didn't leave on dissatisfactory terms, Mr. Aiola, because you were arrested.
Right.
For assault. He was the victim, by the way.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Michael Aiola Sr. is suing his former friend, Kevin Straw, for unpaid wages, damaged property, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 317 on the calendar in the matter of Aiola versus Straw.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Aiola, how long have you known Mr. Straw?
Oh, since the late 70s.
And you had done some work together in the past.
Yes.
Construction work together in the past.
Yes, flipping houses.
There came a point where Mr. Straw wanted some remodeling work done on his house. Is this a house you live in, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And you live in the house with whom?
My son.
How big a house is it?
It's actually a 5-bedroom.
Did you want remodeling work done on the house because you planned on selling it or just because you wanted to spruce it up a little bit?
We planned on selling it.
And you had done that in the past. Flipped houses.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Aiola had done that work with you at least once or twice in the past.
Right.
This particular time, this 5-bedroom house, you did not have a regular place to live or were looking for a place to live. And you and Mr. Straw, according to what I read, worked out some sort of an arrangement where you would move into the house with Mr. Straw and his son.
Yes.
Mr. Straw would be doing his business, whatever business that is, and you would be working on remodeling the house.
Yes.
For the purposes of sprucing it up for sale.
Correct.
You were supposed to get paid for your work.
Yes.
And how much were you supposed to get paid?
A total of $15,000.
Well, between the time you signed this complaint, sir, and now, the amount changed from $10,000, which is what you signed. He agreed to pay me $10,000 for the remodel and an additional $5,000 if the house sold for profit.
Correct.
So he agreed to pay you $10,000 for the remodel.
Yes.
That's according to you. Are you still in the house?
No, actually, I'm not in that house. I rented it out.
You rented it but didn't sell it?
Right.
Okay. Get back to that in a second. Perfect. How long was this remodel supposed to take, Mr. Aiola?
It was never a set time.
How long was it supposed to take?
6 months, 7 months.
How long was it supposed to take?
Michael and I agreed it would take 3 months.
And you were going to pay him $10,000 for the 3 months?
That's correct, when the house sold.
Well, that would be ridiculous. That would make him a fool. Because if he remodeled the house, Mr. Straw, and after he worked on remodeling the house, you decided to rent it and not sell it, that means he's working for nothing. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying it's just logical. So you agreed to pay him $10,000 for the work that he did on the house that he was supposed to complete, according to you, in a 3-month period. According to him, he doesn't really remember. You moved in when?
I moved in July of 16.
And when did you move out?
April of 17.
From July 2016 to April of 2017, did you pay rent?
No.
From July 2016 to April 2017, did you pay gas, electric, water, sewer, any other utilities?
No, I was...
Zero. Just no. A second. The answer is no. From July 2016 to April 2017, did Mr. Straw give you any money?
No.
How did you buy food?
I supplied it myself.
From what?
I worked other jobs.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you were living rent-free.
Right.
Gas, utilities, everything else free.
Right.
You were working other jobs.
Yes.
And Mr. Straw says that this remodel job was supposed to be finished in 3 months, but now he has you around July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. He has you around 10 months, not paying rent. Was the renovation complete? Was the renovation complete?
Yes.
When you left?
Yes.
So you left on December. Listen, we know you didn't leave on dissatisfactory terms, Mr. Aiola, because you were arrested.
Right.
For assault. And you were arrested for assault in April of 2017. He was the victim, by the way, correct?
Correct.
And You were arrested in April 2017, charged with assault, and that matter was, according to you in here, resolved.
Yes.
Well, I've been part of the judicial system for a very, very long time, and the criminal justice system. Cases either dismissed, you're convicted after a jury trial, you're convicted after a bench trial, or you enter a plea of guilty. Sometimes you can enter a plea of nolo contendere, which means if I went to trial, I would be found guilty, so I'll plead guilty to whatever, but I'm not pleading anything to specifically. How was your case resolved?
I pled to disorderly conduct.
You pled guilty.
To disorderly conduct.
You pled guilty to disorderly conduct in a case that originated with the assault on Mr. Straw.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you didn't leave under friendly circumstances. So if you say that the renovations were complete on the house, Mr. Rayola, why was there an assault?
May I explain?
Oh, let's go back. I'll withdraw that question from... In what month were the renovations complete?
They were completed the end of May.
The end of May? You weren't there in May. You left in April.
Oh, I meant March.
So the renovations were finished in March?
Correct.
Beginning, middle, or end of March?
Very end of March. Beyond what was agreed upon.
What do you mean, beyond what was agreed upon?
125 hours into the porch that I put in as extra work. It needed renovation. It was in horrible condition. It's not very nice.
You were living there rent-free. It's fine. Where are you living now?
I have an apartment.
Where? And who do you live with?
I have a roommate.
Okay. And what is the rent on the apartment?
$1,600.
A month?
Yes, we split it.
A month. And look, you were living in a five-bedroom house, for 10 months, not paying a thing.
It was in deplorable condition when I moved in.
That was your choice.
Correct.
What you're suing for are wages. Now, did anyone other than the plaintiff work on the renovation of your home?
I helped a little bit.
Be careful what you say to me.
That's
you know, I'm like a viper. Did anyone other than the plaintiff do the work on your house?
I helped.
When? Here and there.
Yeah, he did most of it.
He did the work on the house.
Most of it, yes.
Now, you're no longer there. You're no longer in the house.
Right.
When did you and your son move out of the house? Months.
Okay.
When did you move out of the house, young man?
In the middle of the summer. I can't exactly remember.
What?
Sorry. I can't exactly remember.
It's right here. We're not talking about 10 years ago. What month did you move out, Mr. Straw?
I believe it was June.
Beginning, middle, and the end. And then I'm going to get the phone number from you of the tenant on the house. You moved out the beginning, middle, or the end of June?
I started moving out the middle.
Of June?
Yes.
And when did the tenant move in?
The last week of June.
And on what date was this confrontation with Mr. Ayola that he pled guilty to assault? And what date in April?
7th.
Do you have receipts, bills, invoices from any other contractor who worked on your house after the 7th of April and before June?
No.
Were you employed from April in your business from April to June?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I deliver sandwiches.
All day?
Pretty much.
And you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
So that, let me figure this out. The house was in, after the plaintiff left, reasonable enough shape for you to rent it at a profit.
Yes, ma'am.
Without employing anyone else to finish what he didn't do. And you work full time, so you didn't do it.
Correct.
And you didn't pay him anything.
Correct.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're finished. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I came home from work. He was frying a grilled cheese sandwich on my glass top stove without a frying pan.
No, nothing at all like that.
And he hit me.
I said, you owe me $15,000.
It's already done.
I don't want to see that person again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Padovich versus Halstead. Step forward.
Jason and Katie Padovich are suing their former mechanic, Michael Halstead, for a refund of his fee, car repair costs, and towing fees.
Mr. and Mrs. Padovich, you purchased a 20-year-old, almost 20-year-old, non-running car for your son.
That's incorrect.
What part?
In June of 2016, I bought a running 1998 Mitsubishi Montero Sport for my son.
It was running at the time that you bought it?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you pay for the car?
$1,100.
And you bought it in June?
Yes, ma'am.
When did it stop running?
My son hit a deer this summer, about...
Month?
May.
So he drove the car for almost a year?
Yes, ma'am.
And after he hit the deer, it stopped running?
Yes. We had a mechanic friend of ours come out and...
After he hit the deer, it stopped running?
only the radiator was the biggest issue. Yes, ma'am. Which we had a mechanic friend of mine come out, do the repairs, install a new radiator, and at that time the car was running. 2 weeks later, my son was out looking at his favorite camping spot, was on a gravel road, called me, the car had broke down, the engine oil had run out.
I wanna know when the car stopped running. Month.
June.
That's early, because we took it to him in September. June, just, you're right, we had it. July is more like it, because we didn't take it to Michael until September.
So in July, the car stopped running, and it just sat at your house?
Correct.
So it sat at the house July, August, and you took it to the defendant to fix in what month? September.
Yes, ma'am. In that time, we determined whether it was best to buy a new vehicle or replace this one.
You made the wrong choice.
Judge
Dollars.
And had invested extensive work.
And you're suing him for $5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jason and Katie Padovich say their former mechanic, Michael Halstead, defrauded them regarding repairs on a Mitsubishi Montero. Michael is countersuing for slander and trespassing.
Okay, you bought the car for $1,100.
And had invested extensive work.
You bought the car for $1,100, and you're suing him for $5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. Bird, do we have books that go back that far? They don't make books anymore? Do you? What do they do now?
We go online.
You go, oh, nice. Well, you go online. A 1998 Mitsubishi Montero.
Got it.
That has already been involved in several mishaps that we know about. It hit a deer. It was driven as an off-road vehicle on a campsite. Then it stopped running. So I don't want you to give it to me in good condition. It was in non-running condition when they brought it to Mr. Halstead.
The lowest they have is fair.
Fair is perfect.
$1,030, private party.
$1,000, private party.
Yep.
So let me just explain to you. At best, if all the stars align for you, and if I'm having a real good day, if you satisfy me that you have any claim whatsoever against Mr. Halstead, it will never exceed $1,000. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you had the car towed to Mr. Halstead. It was a non-running car.
Correct.
And you elected not to have this mechanic friend of yours who had fixed the last exhaust system on the car after your son hit a deer.
It was the radiator, but
you elected
ma'am.
To have that friend not do the mechanical work on the car now.
Correct, due to him not having the time.
Whatever. I don't know what it was due to. I don't care. Right now, you choose to have another mechanic deal with it, and you elect him. You were charging her how much to fix the car? Now, listen to me very carefully. Don't waffle around.
Total charge, including the motor, was
$1,800. $1,800?
Including the engine, which the engine itself was $1,000.
I have documentation that shows that he told me the engine cost $800.
How much do you say he was going to charge you to get the car running?
$1,800 total. And that was with the engine and the new exhaust.
$1,800.
There was no
total. Why did it need a new exhaust system?
In the past, we had had leaks in the exhaust. My son and I both, I grew up doing mild mechanic work. So my son and I had both got underneath and done some patchwork on the exhaust. It hadn't lasted. We were willing to make this investment. It's a vehicle we wanted to last, so while we were doing the engine, we wanted to do the exhaust.
I mean, it's not as if the car belonged to your favorite uncle. You bought the car from somebody whose name you had to look up.
I don't disagree with that, yet I had done extensive mechanic work. I invested additional money in mechanic work on this vehicle before it had got to him. It was in supreme running condition at that time.
It wasn't in supreme running condition. It wasn't running at all for 3 months. It sat in your driveway for 3 months.
Right.
And you had to tow it. You had to tow it.
While making the decision do we take on, we only have this much money.
Don't try to talk louder than me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you brought him a non-running car and you drove it off his lot.
No, we did not. We got less than a block down the road.
No, just a sec.
And then don't I had to have it towed home.
Are you trying to talk over me? I can talk over you because it's my show.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jason and Katie Padovich say their former mechanic, Michael Halstead, defrauded them regarding repairs on a Mitsubishi Montero. Michael is countersuing for slander and trespassing.
Okay. I'm just telling you, you don't look like unintelligent people. And if I paid $1,100 for a car that I drove for a year and the car broke down, I would say, boy, I got my money's worth out of this car. Yeah. I'm not, yeah. You know, for $100 a month, my son had a car. He drove it around. It stopped running. I'm going to get $50 from the trash yard and go and buy another fair running car for $1,000 the same month and year instead of paying twice as much for a new engine and exhaust system. It just, that sounds ridiculous to me.
An exhaust
system. Does it sound ridiculous to you?
Yeah, I guess.
An exhaust system, Your Honor?
Just a second. So my question to you is you brought him a non-running car.
Yes.
And you paid for it. You paid him?
The $1,800.
You paid him the $1,800, and then you went with your husband, I assume, because you had to be driven to the mechanic shop, so now you're in two cars.
Correct, and we'd already...
You're in two cars. We're going to do this easy and fast because this is not a fascinating case for me. And you drove, you didn't tow the car home, right? So you brought him a non-running car and you drove it off his lot.
No, we did not.
How did you get it off his lot?
We got less than a block down the road.
No, just a sec.
But I have video showing you of exactly what right. the truck was doing.
Listen to me.
And that don't I had to have it towed home.
Are you trying to talk over me? It's not. I can talk over you because it's my show. You can't talk over me. The answer is yes, you drove it out of his shop.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't get far.
Yes, ma'am.
But you drove, you brought him in a non-running car that you couldn't, that hadn't been started in 3 months. And you drove the car out of his shop.
Yes, ma'am.
Which means it had a new motor or a rebuilt motor. They don't make new motors for a 1998 car. I assume it was a refurbished motor.
It was also not installed correctly.
What?
It was also not installed correctly.
Which we have documentation of.
You don't have documentation because you don't have a mechanic. I see no chairs there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I think you're nice people. I think your judgment was poor in investing in a 20-year-old car twice as much as what you paid for it. And if you took it to a different mechanic, and a different mechanic now tells you, you know, every mechanic is going to say to you, the last mechanic who worked on this car was awful. And now, because you need a new kerfuzzle, and you need an addendum to the kerfuzzle, and you need a new transmission, and I'm not saying he's a great mechanic, but you're not going to get any money from him because you brought a car in that was not running, and you drove the car off his lot.
And
if you got a block or a mile or whatever, and if something else went wrong with the car, and now it needed a new transmission, and that the exhaust wasn't...
We never said it needed a new transmission. What? We just said it wouldn't shift gears correctly.
Correct.
Well, if it doesn't shift gears, I don't know. I'm stupid. I'm a television personality.
I wouldn't have any idea about that.
I always knew that if you couldn't shift gears, that it was
transmission.
And a lot of that came down to transmission fluid.
Your case is dismissed. Go buy your son a new car. That's all. We're done.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He didn't put a full new exhaust system on there as he had agreed to.
It drove out of my driveway.
He didn't fulfill the agreement.
She just paid me $1,000. Wouldn't you turn around and come back to see me immediately?
It's sad, but we're gonna try and get it fixed.
They called the law and wanted the law to give them their vehicle without paying the bill.